And Donald Trump Jr. is joining me right now on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. Do you prefer Donald or what should I call you?
I usually go by Don, Trey.
Okay, Don's good. Very good, man. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, and I appreciate you being on. And I've so had it with the left and the Dems and what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh and this very good man.
As have I. And I mean, I've gotten killed for saying it and everything, but I mean, to be able to attack someone this way with zero proof, zero corroboration. I can't remember where, I can't remember the year, but I think it happened. I happen to be a liberal activist. His parent, who's a judge, foreclosed on my parents' home. I can't fly except for vacations. This is insane. And this is what we're up against. They will stop at nothing. They have no morals. They just want to win. And honestly, I think we have to start playing the game the same way. Because Republicans, we're playing t-ball to the Democrats' hardball. You know, and we have for decades. We have principles, we have values, and we won't stoop down to their level, but we get destroyed because of it. And we have to stop. And if people don't realize that, and if people don't realize what's at stake in November, they have lost their minds. And I go around the country, Trey. I speak to people from all over, blue-collar, hardworking, oftentimes blue-collar Democrat families, and they go, well, you know, if my father knew I was voting for a Republican, they'd be rolling over their grave, or my grandfather. I say, well, what would they say about the current Democratic platform? And they say, you know what, you have a point. It's insanity.
It really is, Don, and I've never seen anything like this, and this is the kind of country we're going to live in unless we turn out in droves in November. And here's the thing. I've been talking about this all morning, these pundits that had it so wrong on your dad in 2016 when they said there's no way he can win, and look what he did, surprised the whole country, and look at the great stuff that's happened since then. Now they're out there saying if they don't get Kavanaugh on the court, the Republicans are going to be punished. I have people calling this morning and saying, no, we're going to step on the gas. We're going to make it even harder. We're going to grow the majority of Republicans because that's the key. That's the secret. Well, if the majority was bigger, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I get plenty of people that say, hey, Don, I can't wait to vote for your father in 2020. He's doing such a great job. I go, what about November? They go, what's in November?
Right.
You know, the problem is some of our guys, they're happy, they're fat, they're getting everything that they want. You know what I mean? They're winning, they're seeing it. They don't realize that it can all stop tomorrow. So that's the I think some of the Kavanaugh stuff probably galvanized some of the base. Now, I think if the Republicans fold and they give up to every concession, they keep folding and doing what they do best in so many cases, I think we have a problem. That's why I'm going down tomorrow. I'm fighting for Ted because Ted's actually a fighter. From day one, he's been fighting for these policies because he sees that it's working for America, but it's also working for Texas. And I see so many of these constituents and so many of these opponents going up against, you know, Republican people in the House and the Congress. You know, they're getting funded by money from all sorts of places, certainly all out of state, all of this stuff, and they don't represent Texas values. I mean, I look at the Beto O'Rourke's policies. I'm saying this guy could run for mayor of New York City and be a be left.
Right.
It's insane.
Right. That's exactly right. Ted is a friend of mine. We've had him here in studio with me several times, and I can't wait to have this rally. So you're coming down. Where are you going to be tomorrow? What's your plan?
I guess we're going to be in Austin. We're going to be in all over the place. I think we got three or four stops. So, you know, Austin, a little north of Dallas. We're going to be in Houston.
Okay.
So we're all over the place.
All right. And then your dad's coming down, too, at some point, isn't he?
I believe he is.
Okay.
I believe he is.
All right, good. Very good. Well, definitely, you're welcome here anytime. And, yes, we got to ring the Ted Cruz bell because this Beto guy is bad news. He's bad news on a bunch of fronts.
The down-ticket vote as well. I mean, and that's why I think the other side is pushing. In Texas, you have the straight-ticket voting. So if you don't have an unusually high turnout for Ted, a lot of the people below him are going to suffer, and that's going to change Texas a lot. So what people have to realize is, you know, the MAGA folks, they have to realize Trump is on the ticket in November. Trump is on the ticket.
Right.
All of the policies, all of the policies that are putting money in your pocket, that are getting rid of regulations, that's all gone because the left isn't even shy about saying they want to impeach, they want to reverse everything. You know, they want to reverse the all-time best unemployment numbers in history. I mean, it makes no sense. But they don't have to make sense because we're not fighting a fair fight. We're fighting a fight with one hand, sometimes two, and sometimes two hands and a leg tied behind our back. We don't have the media shilling for us. Everything reported is negative, and yet you look at the economy, it's the strongest. It's so good that Barack Obama is claiming it, you know, because everyone knows that his policies of oppressive taxation, general hatred towards business, you know, the whole you didn't build that, ridiculous overregulation, that didn't do anything. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All this stuff started on November 9th, when people realize that you have someone in the White House, that you will have someone that's not going to fight against you, when you have someone that's going to fight for you. And, you know, the New York Times backed it up. Remember when Obama said, oh, well, there's no magic wand that you can't break 1.8% GDP growth? Well, abracadabra.
Right.
I thought he was saying, he was like, why can't you have 3, 4, even 5? Why can't you do it? I don't even understand. No. There's no New York Times backed him up. No. 1.8% is the new normal. Well, just because Obama had never signed a paycheck in his life, just because he'd never created a job in his life, just because he'd never had any experience to justify being in a position to move the economic needle, doesn't mean that someone who's actually done it, someone who's actually had people's livelihoods and their family's well-being dependent on his success, that guy can do it. And he's doing it.
Well, I'd tell you something about Barack Obama.
We got to show up, and we got to be, you know, we got to make this viral because the other side is motivated.
Yeah.
They're motivated by hate, and they're going to show up.
Yeah.
So we better show up. We better bring our friends, and we better not let them turn Texas into California.
Yeah, no joke. You know, you talked about Barack Obama a second ago. I always said about him, you can't lead what you don't love. And I don't ever believe that he loved this country enough to be able to lead this country. I want to ask you about one more thing before I have to let you go. ABC News story that's out this morning about you. You talk about political hit pieces. This is just ridiculous. But this one says you're more worried for your sons than with your daughters during the Me Too movement right now. You're more concerned about how it affects your sons.
They asked me about it, and I said, listen, this is a you can't win question, right? There are, for men these days, to be able to have someone come up with any accusation.
Right.
35 years ago, I did this with zero facts, zero corroboration, zero anything, and to say that you can ruin someone's life forever, that guy is presumed guilty. It's insane. That's scary as hell. I didn't say that I wasn't worried about the possibility of sexual assault from my daughters. I was very clear that, hey, this is a you can't win question. But there are processes, there are things. I hope that I raise them well enough that they would do something about it. If something that terrible happened to them, you know, that they would do something about it, that they would go to law enforcement, that they would speak, that they would fight for themselves. Okay? But to be able to say that you can destroy someone's life, I mean, by the way, that should worry any parent.
Everybody.
That should worry any mother of sons, okay? That someone could do that to an otherwise a perfectly upstanding individual, a guy that's gone through six or seven FBI investigations, someone who's been a public figure. Then someone can just say, oh yeah, by the way, then you have other people coming out of the woodwork. Oh, yeah, sworn statement. Oh, guess what? Now that changed last night. This is the greatest political hit. If this was so serious, why did Feinstein sit on it for 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly.
This is nonsense. This is nothing more than the Democrats being Democrats. And if you can ruin your life, if they can just arbitrarily decide, maybe it won't affect liberals, so maybe they're fine that way. But if this is a way that they – it scares the hell out of me, and it should scare any parent.
Donald Trump Jr. joining us on KTSA. I will let you go. Thank you very much. Please come back and be on this show again anytime you want, man.
I'll do that, Trey. Thank you very much.